Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Hello, hello, hello. Today, we are going to talk about raising money for your business. If you are about to embark upon starting a new business, this is one of the most important decisions and things that you will need to do in order to get going. So fundamentally, we talked about the different types of entity that your business could operate under. And we spent several shows on that. But now, one of the most important ingredients to a successful business is having an adequate amount of financing. Another term for that is, you'll hear, is capital. It's very important that you plan for and that you adequately capitalize or fund your business, because it is key to being able to even get started. It is also key to being able to sustain that business. So in this episode, we're first going to talk about how much financing you would really need. An estimate, how you could, one method of estimating how much financing you need, and how do you get it? What are the different sources? Where? What are the different types? Debt versus equity. Where can you go? What is your role in that personally? So to begin, let's be clear that you're going to need money for startup costs. And because most businesses lose money in their formative years, you will more than likely need to fund or have money up front for the first 3 months, 6 months, maybe even a year or so of business expenses. So when we take thus just those two, then that could amount to a substantial amount of money, depending upon the type of business that you have. So you must be prepared. Now, if you're like most entrepreneurs, you yourself may not have the money to cover all of the startup costs and all of the initial business expenses for 3 months or 6 months or a year. But you don't know until you take a deep dive look at your personal finances, and then all of the options that are available to you. So the first step is to determine how much you need. And as a ballpark, you need to consider these some preliminary questions. Of course, the first question is, what product or service are you delivering? If you are providing a service, for example, you are starting your law firm or a barbershop or some type of service-based business, more than likely your startup costs will be much less than if you were providing a product, selling a product. A product-producing business typically requires more money because it involves materials and equipment costs that maybe a service-based business won't, to the same degree at the very least. Another question that you need to answer is, will you be hiring employees, whether they be employees or contractors? So if that's so, that will need to be factored into your initial funding that would be needed. The third question, will you be investing personal funds? A lot of lenders or investors may just require that you put some stake into this business, that you invest your own money in this business. And so the amount that you contribute actually just depends on how much you can really afford. But that will be a factor if you're looking for third-party people to invest or lend money to your business. And then, of course, what will your startup costs be? You'll need to be able to estimate those startup costs. And remember, they only occur one time. And so to estimate your startup costs, so we're moving into getting a high level estimate of what kind of money you will need to start your business. So let's look at the startup cost component. Remember, there's going to be two components. The first is the startup cost, and the second component is going to be business expenses, your monthly business expenses times 3 months or 6 months or 1 year, however long you think that you would need to put into the business to get it going before it starts generating its own cash. So in talking about the startup costs, your startup costs, you'll have to consider advertising and marketing. If you are starting a business that will require a physical facility, then you'll have rent costs. You may have some type of remodeling or interior decorating, equipment, machinery, supplies. You could have, obviously, you're likely going to have some business permits and licenses that you'll have to get in various insurances. If you're selling a product, how much will your starting inventory be? And so all of those starting inventory, just the starting inventory, all of those would need to be considered in coming up with your total startup costs. So next, after you determine what your startup costs will be, then you're going to estimate what your monthly business expenses will be. Okay. And so consider the same plus others. Rent, interest, lights, gas, water, taxes, advertising, any type of professional expenses, whether legal fees, accounting fees, of the like, maintenance, equipment rental, insurance, all of those costs that will be incurred or needed to operate your business. Once you have determined what 1 month of business expenses would be, then you will do an estimate at a minimum. You multiply that number times, let's say, 6 months. And so if your business expenses are going to run $2,000 a month, times six is $12,000. So $12,000 represents you're coming up with $12,000 in order to fund the business expenses or the operating costs of that business for the first 6 months. So let's say you determine that your startup costs are going to be $20,000 and your monthly business expenses would be $2,000. Times 6 months for those monthly business expenses, that would mean $12,000 of 6 months of operating costs. Your $20,000 startup costs plus your $12,000 of 6 months operating costs means you are going to need $32,000 to essentially fund the business, put into an account in order to pay for those startup costs and in order to operate this business comfortably for the first 6 months. And if that needs to be 12 months, then you need to multiply by 12. So now that you've determined that you'll need $32,000, the next question is, how much money do you have to put into it? How much will you be able to contribute to this business? So if you have not already done so or never done so, it would be extremely helpful for you to create a personal financial statement. It's sort of like a balance sheet, but a personal balance sheet, where you are listing all of your assets, your cash, your savings account, the market value of your home, all of your real estate, all of your investments, your automobiles, every asset that you own at market value. And once you add up all those assets, that would be the total of your personal assets. And then you would list all of your debt, credit cards, your mortgage balance, credit card balances, any loan balances, any other contractual debt that you have. You will subtract all of your total debt from your total assets, and that will be your net worth. Now the question becomes, so if your total assets are $300,000 and your total debt is $200,000, then your net worth is $100,000. So the decision you'd have to make is, how much of that $100,000 net worth can you part with to put into your business? Okay, so that's essentially what we're talking about. We're talking about, that means you're in the blue. If you have a positive net worth, if your assets are higher than your liabilities, then you have a positive net worth. You have something to work with. So the question is, which of those assets, in what amounts of those assets are you willing to dip into to invest or lend to the business? You don't want to devote all of your net worth because you don't want to put your family, your personal finances at risk. You don't want to compromise that, but more than likely you will devote some amount of your net worth to the business. Now, so you need $32,000 to fund your business, and you've decided that you have $5,000 personally that you will be able to take from your net worth to put into the business. That leaves $27,000 left of funding that you'll have to obtain elsewhere. And there's where we move to the next step. And that is coming up with funding from outside parties, or essentially two other ways to capitalize your business. There generally are just two ways to fund any organization, major corporation, small organization, when they're talking about getting capital or raising money. There is only two sources. There's only two ways. It's debt or equity. So let's explain what that means. And I think we all know what debt means. So debt is basically borrowing money. So if you don't mind sharing ownership in your business, you also may be willing to get equity investors. But let's really focus on debt right now. Debt is borrowing money. And of course, when you borrow, you must repay it. And when you think of debt, generally we're talking about loans. And so it will need to be repaid, and of course, with interest. Now, you or your business, if your business is an independent entity, for example, a corporate entity that we described in a separate episode, either you can borrow the money, or your business itself can borrow the funds. So let's talk about you. If you personally borrow the funds, then you become the debtor and are personally liable to the lender for repayment. So of that $27,000, let's say you decide you're going to borrow all $27,000. So you borrow this money from a bank, and there are other sources. You can then turn around and either invest these funds in your business as an equity investor, or you can just simply loan the $27,000 to the business. Either way, the $27,000 that you borrow will be put into the business, but technically it'll be one way or another, as a loan or as an investment. If instead your business is set up as a corporate entity, there is a chance that the business can borrow, that the lender will lend funds directly to the business. And the reason I say there is a chance is likely, you know, as a startup business, most lending institutions won't take the risk for a startup business unless, of course, you invest significant funds of your own in there. They will likely require you to be a guarantor personally, or they won't lend the funds. Not to say that you won't, but just to be aware that startup businesses are not at the top of a bank's loan priorities. They want to support businesses, but they'd like to see you operating that business for a while before they do so. But if your business is able to borrow from a third-party lender, then your business is the debtor, not you. Okay? So once again, it's still so that even if the business is the debtor, they will likely require your personal information to be a guarantor, which means you would be personally liable for repayment in the case that the business doesn't. So what should you look for when shopping for debt or loan sources? You know, you need the right lender and the lowest interest rate that you could possibly get. So look for a lender with really good reputation. Okay. A lender that is more in tune with and aligned with and have a really good small business lending division. A lender, once again, that is interested in serving your type of business and have the ability to serve your type of business and have other products and services that you would be able to take advantage of that works for your business. And a financially stable lender, of course, most big banks are. You also want to look for the lowest interest rate possible. And so be aware that a lender will look for a couple of things when you are looking to borrow money or your business is looking to borrow money. They're obviously first going to look at your ability to repay those funds and whether or not there's collateral. Okay. A lender will let you borrow if that lender believes that you are capable of repaying those funds. So they're going to review your credit history. They're going to review your personal income that you've had or currently still have. And of course, business income, both current and projected. They're going to even look at your business and managerial experience in running a business, or even just your managerial experience in a company that you've worked for. And they're also going to look at the type of equity or the amount of equity that you have contributed to the business. Lenders will also look for collateral, any asset that the lender can keep if you fail to repay the loan. Very few people can get a loan without collateral. There are many forms. They may collateralize your inventory, some real estate property that you have, equipment, or they can use some receivables that you have, people who owe you. Okay. So if you have little or no collateral, you may encounter a little more difficulty when seeking a loan. So what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of borrowing these funds, whether it's you personally or the business? So one of the main advantage is if you borrow the funds, you do not have to share ownership and you maintain complete control of your business. Okay. So when you repay the debt, then you don't have to worry about anybody. Okay. The creditor, the lender has no interest left in your business at all. However, if you fail to repay that loan, now we're moving into disadvantages. We all know that not so great things can happen. You'll be assessed penalties and fees, ruin your credit, have the loan called in if you default on it, which means instead of paying it out in 5 years, if you default on payments, they may decide they want to call it in, which means they may say, pay us now. And if you're unable to do that, then that would not look good on your credit at all. So there are various types of loans that are available for you to get. So those are some considerations for borrowing the money to fund your business. The second method of capitalizing or funding your business is equity. And what we mean by equity is it's money. It's just the difference between debt and equity is simply this. If I have $1,000, I can decide to give you $1,000 for your business in one or two ways. I can decide to lend it to you, have a promissory note with an interest rate, and say you must repay it within a year. I have no interest then in that scenario. I have no stake in your business, no stake in operations at all. I simply am a lender. You pay me back, and I go on, and you go on your merry little way. However, I can decide, or you can decide, that, hey, I don't want to borrow the money. You don't want to borrow the money. You would like for me to invest in your business. So when you use the word invest, that really means equity. I still give you the $1,000, but now I'm going to ask for 20% share or 20% ownership of the business for that $1,000, because I have to get something. If I lend it to you, I am going to get the interest. I'm going to assess an interest rate. So I'll be earning that. However, if I invest in your business as an equity investor, there won't be any interest because it's not a loan. So therefore, what I get is my piece of the pie, and that is an agreed upon share of ownership. What that means is when you make a profit, I get X percent or whatever we agree on. But I am an equity investor, and so I have some say so. So that is the difference between the equity and debt. So all of the money invested in your business that others have invested in your business that does not have to pay back, that you do not have to pay back, is equity. You can be an equity owner, your friends or family, or strangers interested in a new opportunity can contribute equity funds to your business. So what should you look for equity investors? You should look for those who are experienced with or at least understand your type of business and those who you feel you would be compatible with, because they will likely have some say-so in, obviously, as owners in that business. So once again, equity investors give you money in exchange for the right to share in the ownership and also the future profits and losses. So if you incur a loss, then as an equity owner, I share in that loss as well. So basically, you're selling a piece of your business. So an equity investor will want to not lose money. They want to invest in a business that feels has great potential to be successful and profitable. So equity investments don't have to be repaid. And essentially, you don't have to worry about, once again, giving that money back. Now, there are a number of sources, financing sources that are available to you when it comes to both debt and equity. And we'll cover just a few. Just want to make sure kind of how you can structure this. So as a debt source, you can be, once again, a primary source of debt financing for your business. Once again, you could personally borrow the money and turn around and lend it to the company. You'd have to have formal promissory note, have everything formalized and in writing. Arm's length transaction, if you do that. Okay. So in that case, you yourself are the lender and the business is the borrower. Okay. So where can you borrow this money from? Well, you can go to a bank, but you can also potentially borrow money against your retirement fund, against an insurance, a personal life insurance policy, credit card, or you can essentially, or your home. You can do a number of things because once again, you have that personal financial statement that you prepared. So now you have a listing of all your assets. You can look and say, okay, where can I use to borrow some money from here so that I can lend to this business? But just be very careful about borrowing funds from retirement plans because that does come with penalties for early withdrawals. And just make sure you understand all of the advantages and disadvantages around touching any type of retirement plan. Okay. So you are a source of debt funding. Friends and family. The advantage of borrowing from friends and family is that you can usually negotiate more favorable terms than with friends and family than you can with strangers. Okay. But you have to be careful. Once again, formalize any agreement, have it in writing, signed off by all parties, and keep it business. The biggest disadvantage is if something goes wrong, there goes likely the quality of that family or friend relationship. It could put a strain on that relationship. So friends and family can be easily alienated if they expect the business to go one way and it does not. So think about all of that when you're considering friends and family, borrowing from them for your business. Keep that relationship formal. Banks is an obvious source of funding, borrowing source. The SBA or the Small Business Administration is an awesome source. They are not technically a lender. They provide technical assistance and some financial assistance, but they are also a huge guarantor of a lot of the loans that you get from the banks. So I would highly suggest you go to the SBA website to look at all of the resources that are available through them. Then we move to some of the equity sources that you have available. Once again, you personally, your savings, your investments, friends and family, other equity sources are angels. An angel is usually someone who has a lot of money who invests in startup businesses. Okay. So they may be a good source for investing in your business. Don't know quite how you find them. But likely an angel is going to demand a percentage of ownership and control of your business. So be aware of that. Then there's something called venture capital firms. They are also investors that look to put money into businesses as well. So you can do a little research on venture capital firms. There are some things called investment clubs. In many areas, business people get together to form what we call investment clubs. And by pooling together their funds, they can make a larger equity investment in the businesses of those that are a part of the club. So you can, there's a website, betterinvesting.org, that you can go and get a little more information on investment clubs. So we talked about some equity sources and some debt sources, you being one of them on both sides. There are a lot of opportunities to get that funding for your business. The key thing is to know how much you will need. Overestimate. It's better to overestimate and have more in place than not enough. Plan for losses in your first year or so. We all want to be profitable, but the reality is most businesses in their formative years do operate at a loss, which means there won't be any profits for, and you may not even be able to make a salary. So you need to understand the impact of your personal finances. So you need to have your personal finances in order and be able to pay your personal bills out without considering getting any money from the business in those first few years. So if that means having a part-time job, if that means staying on the job that you're on while you start this business, whatever that means, is you don't want to rely on having a highly profitable business where you can pay yourself some great salary and get all these profits in the first year or so and live off of that. That's usually not what happens. Not that it can't happen for you, but that is usually not what happens. So remain positive. Take this information and start tallying up what it's going to be. What's it going to be? How much is it going to take to fund that great product, that great service business that you've had your mind wrapped around for a very long time? And if this is the time, let's do it. Stay focused, stay positive, stay full of faith, and put practical ideas on paper and move forward. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.